Well, Coach, there's nothing better than being 2-0 to start a season. And boy, that crowd was electric on Sunday.
It was outstanding. Yeah, the crowd was terrific. I think, you know, our team came out and played well in all three phases, and it was a really fun day.
You know, I think about a fan's perspective of just that day. I think about you growing up a Raider fan, the great Ricky Henderson lighting the torch for Al Davis, Marshawn Lynch being announced his first home game. There was just something special about this game. It felt more than just, you know, opening day in the NFL.
Well, it's our best opening day since I've been here. Right. We've had rough ones the last couple times out, so... Yeah, good performance. Obviously, good to see Ricky Henderson. I grew up idolizing. I mean, I love Ricky. And then, obviously, Marshawn did his thing, and the crowd erupted when he had that spontaneous dance reaction. But, you know, at the end of the day, we want to win games, play complimentary football. The fact that we've been able to get off to a great start offensively, you know, that's awesome. But numbers aren't what it's about, other than the W's and minimizing the number of L's.
And I know one thing you're going to love, zero turnovers. No turnovers. What does that mean for your team?
Well, it's one of the keys, you know, for us to have. I mean, if for us each week we go in, we have a list of goals, and at the top of it is protect the football and take it away. We want to win the turnover battle.
And you got that big turnover right before half that really kind of set things for you heading into the second half. You got to love those special teams turnovers.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. You know, any kind of turnover that we get, we want to generate turnovers. We got two on the day. We're plus two. We'll take that every day.
And then now you're heading to Washington. They just had a very interesting game down in Los Angeles against the Rams. They know they can run the football. Are you expecting a very physical game there in our nation's capital?
It's a good team. Yeah, absolutely. They're playing a good team at their place. They've run it well. Jay Gruden's done a nice job with that offense. Their defense, run by Greg Minuski, a guy I've known for a long time. So, we expect them to, you know, bring the kitchen sink, and need to be able to handle it, the poise and the noise is what I like to say with our guys, and take care of business.
And Kirk Cousins, you got a veteran quarterback there. You know, Gruden wants to throw the football, but they're running the football, but you know going up against a veteran quarterback, not going to be easy.
Well, they want to do both, right? They want to be able to dictate, so... they've run it extremely well. I think first or second in the league start the year. And you know, this is a quarterback that threw for almost 5,000 yards last year, so very capable.
And Terrell Pryor is a guy that we knew. He played quarterback here, but we talked about, my God, a guy's a basketball background. He signed that scholarship to play at Pitt, so he could have played college basketball, long, strong. He can be very deadly for you. Matching up against him, what's that going to be like?
Last time I game planned against him, he was the quarterback of the Raiders. And, and we were trying to make sure that he didn't get loose and get out there in the open field. Great athlete. It's really kind of cool to see the transition he's been able to make. He's turned himself into a really good receiver. So, yeah, we don't want to let him get started. He made some noise this week about wanting to get, you know, start his dominant performance starting this week. I'd like to let it wait another week.
Yeah, you always have a little something when you're going up against your old team, right?
Absolutely. Talk about that. David Emerson this week going back home. So I know there'll be different storylines that way of guys going against their team.
During the bye week, you have your bocce tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tell us about it.
Bocce, yeah. The Jack Del Rio Foundation is hosting a bocce tournament. It's the first annual. Hope to make this an annual event. And looking forward to raising a bunch of money and distributing that money here locally with the kids. Underprivileged kids is who we serve, and hoping to make their days a little bit brighter and do some good things out in the community.
Well, it's all about week three and going to our nation's capital.
Right,
good
now,
luck
it's
to
about
you.
Winning game number three. No
Bring us back
it.
Another victory, and let's talk about 3-0 next week, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.